Welcome to Moray's podcast series, Speaking of Changing Legal, where we discuss the leading trends and innovations that are reshaping the way legal work is done. This episode features Moray's Robin Snastel and Murtuza Vuara as our hosts for today's topic on talking Gen AI strategy for legal, assessing your best path forward for a transformative impact.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for this exciting episode, where we'll be discussing generative AI for legal. I'm Robin Snastel, Senior Managing Director at Moray, and I'm here with Murtuza Vuara, who is a Managing Director at Moray.
Thank you, Robin. It's great to be here. Gen AI landscape has been evolving rapidly, and more than that, it's thriving, isn't it? I mean, what we're seeing, Robin, is it's a truly seismic shift in the way legal work is done. It's an incredible opportunity for organizations, corporate legal departments, and law firms alike, if they can embrace it and move quickly with it. Over the past 18 months, you know, that we've been doing this together, Robin, you know, I think we are past a phase where anxiety and nervousness was right, center, and left. I think that is now giving way to practical exploration. So I think, you know, we're having more meaningful conversations with our clients and prospects alike. And now we are finally, it feels like, you know, we are starting to apply our collective brain power towards what I feel is going to be a transformative period, unlike any other legal has seen before.
It seems that Gen AI is really prompting legal professionals around the world to rethink their service delivery models and client expectations. And I think actually even clients are, you know, looking at law firms and legal professionals for answers as they relate to generative AI use cases. I think that, you know, within the law firms, especially the hungry law firms, there seems to be, you know, an acceptance that Gen AI over the last 18 months is actually going to be able to add value and even, you know, increase profitability. I think we're in a phase where we're moving beyond the hype and moving beyond theoretical use cases and now actually seeing real world examples of Gen AI in action. We have Moray clients now who are experiencing measurable and even dramatic ROI in the 20 to 30% savings percentages, as an example, and from bill review, or 80 to 90% increased productivity in certain routine tasks. I think the Gen AI is clearly here to stay, and not acting on it sort of runs the risk of being left behind. Murtuza, would you agree with that?
I mean, most definitely, Robin. The corporate legal department is faced with budget constraints. They want to get operationally more efficient. They are looking at those bills, you know, from the law firms and trying to figure out how to optimize the delivery from the law firms now. I mean, they want to go on the other side of the fence and start looking into those delivery components and how their billing is at a more granular level. And for that, data is so integral. All the cases, you know, that the panel has worked in the past, all the data, all the document deliverables that the law firms produced, deposition summaries, et cetera, all of that is housed in the corporate legal department environment. All of that actionable data is just sitting there. In some instances, it's searchable because it's tagged and classified properly. In other instances, people don't even know it exists. So data centricity is going to be vital to essentially look at that and take full advantage of what you have so that you can have that actionable insight for future cases and drive outcomes more efficiently. Now, every organization will have different needs and goals. So it's important for them to understand that as a key step in the adoption, you know, of such revolutionary technology is it starts off with data, organizing data, and then understanding what the different data sources are. Where is my data? What data is important to me? And just essentially organizing all of your data, having a governance program around it. And to do it right, you know, you need a proper plan to avoid adopting the wrong tools and use cases. If you jump the gun without really understanding, you know, what data is important to you, what data do you already possess, I think you're just essentially, you know, you're going to be moving in circles. Choosing the right solution necessitates an assessment. You have to take the right steps in order to not reinvent the wheel and just essentially, you know, take two steps back, you know, to move one step forward. You have to do it the right way.
Yeah, that's a great point, Murtuza. Having a really good understanding of what data you're sitting on, it can lead to what the roadmap looks like. And part of that process is the assessment, right? It's assessing what your AI needs really are is a crucial first step. You know, I think By that, we mean achieving a comprehensive understanding of your current state and being able to define a roadmap and vision that really helps you embrace the generative AI technologies effectively. I mean, I think the benefits of doing this are huge, you know, are impressive, potentially gives you insights into how AI can support and align to your business strategy, an understanding of the potential changes of AI adoption and best strategies for mitigating those changes and potential risks, more cost-effective AI solutions that are tailored to your exact business needs, maximizing your return on investment. Ultimately, it can deliver a competitive advantage, right? By leveraging AI for innovation and efficiency, you better position yourself and your firm and your potentially your company as a leader, and that can provide a tremendous amount of value to your organization.
I couldn't agree more, Arvind. Achieving data centricity is critical. I might be sounding like a broken record here, repeating the same thing, but that's essentially where it starts. The assessment should include understanding how generative AI can leverage your existing data to provide valuable insights to the business. You need to have finer understanding of all the documents and all the data that sits in different data sources and what it entails. So tagging, classifying, creating a taxonomy so that you can get to that data, extracting necessary pieces of information from those repositories, from the documents and data, is essentially going to help generative AI to then draw context and give you meaningful responses when you ask a question using prompt engineering. These insights will power better, smarter decision-making. I mean, quite frankly, I'm not exaggerating here because, you know, we are seeing some of this in action live with some of the clients that we're working with. What used to take days to understand can now be understood in just a matter of minutes. For instance, trying to get to, you know, certain analytics or, you know, certain patterns or trends, you can just ask a natural language question, you know, using an AI agent which sits on top of your data, and it'll give you a response. It's gathered all that context because, you know, you've done a fine job in governing your data, and then it essentially, you know, gives you a result or response, and you can train the model and, you know, calibrate these responses further. But essentially what you're getting to is you're getting those responses at your fingertips. And what you can do with those responses is that you can drill down into your data further and just essentially really do a deeper dive. In a matter of minutes, you know, you have all the answers you're looking for.
We've done this, right, with a few of our clients already. And I'm just thinking our Houston-based client, which is that really was kind of one of the first adopters. Like, what was their motivation? How did they determine sort of their strategy for Gen AI use case adoption?
I think, Robin, you know, I mean, the motivation really was the frustration with not being able to get to actionable data quickly. That really was their root cause of why they started talking to us. They're like, well, I've got all this data in a structured format, but every time I use a reporting toolkit to get to that data, it takes days and days and weeks sometimes, you know, to even produce the simplest of reports. And then if I have to modify those reports, you know, it takes another days, you know, weeks to essentially come up with the further calibration to the report. So essentially, you know, it started off with, I have all this data, but I don't really truly, you know, grasp what that data is. Can do for me. And I need a program that helps me harness the power of that data.
Have they actually developed an ROI from the use cases that we've built?
Yes. I mean, you know, it's anywhere between 20 and 40. I mean, some of the percentage per tell you, you know, you'll be like, well, that's massive exaggeration. But, you know, I mean, in one of very specific use cases, you know, regarding the panel firm that they were working with, it resulted into like a 40% upwards in savings.
That's incredible. And that's not an outlier example. You know, we're seeing these kinds of results from many of our clients who are seeking our help adopting Gen AI.
I mean, Robin, if you think about it, the corporate legal department is now going to be equipped to ask law firms, especially the ones that work with on a frequent basis, like the panel law firms. Panel law firms don't know, you know, the type of questions that they'll be asked when they submit a bill, for instance, because corporate legal departments now have the data to compare one law firm to another law firm on the panel, compare the timeline, you know, how long did it take them to drive the outcomes? You know, who was assigned? What was the life cycle? They can get all of this data for every law firm on the panel. working on similar type of cases. So next time when a case comes in, they would have that data and they would then counter the law firms that they're working with anything that they find egregious on the bills that they submit. The conversation's just completely shifted, Robin.
Amazing. We routinely offer these types of assessments. Our data science team has been providing AI solutions since 2018. And Murray's expert-led readiness assessments include current state analysis, opportunity identification, strategic road mapping, risk assessment, AI solution recommendations. All of these are incredibly important, you know, as a step. Opportunity identification is, you know, a rationalization of what the opportunity is, what the potential impact it may have, the amount of effort that's associated with it, the potential return were it to be implemented. All of those opportunities need to be federated and planned out into a roadmap that helps visualize essentially the generative AI use cases that can be implemented. And with that, the impact that it could have, not just on work being performed within your organization, but also by your service providers. What we do is identify, design, curate, and actually implement the AI-enabled solutions, and often for our clients' unique business needs. The other thing is that this doesn't have to start with a blank slate. We come into the room with over 50 use cases that are in various forms of development, but have been identified, developed, and in some cases are already in production with our clients.
So what we've done here, just to add to, you know, what Robin mentions, we've gone and looked at our knowledge repository of the past 20 or that has over 20 years of our experience, collective experience. You know, we've looked at ELM, CLM systems that we've developed, implemented at a variety of clients, corporate legal departments, law firms alike. And we've understood, you know, what the pain points have, you know, how the landscape has evolved over the past couple of decades, and you know what this new technology potentially could mean. So, you know, we've gone into our labs and really thought through, you know, the use cases that we've personally curated based on our collective experience over the years. These are all very impactful use cases. And like to Robin's point, you know, some of these use cases have been developed fully and they're in a position to be impactful for you from day one. Others are still work in progress, and we are continuously working in enhancing what we have. So that's essentially your starting point. And we can plug into your AI steering committee meetings by bringing these use cases to the conversation. And some of these use cases you'll be able to resonate directly with, because, you know, it might be conversations that you've internally had. So then, you know, we can tell you exactly, you know, how we see it and what we've done. You know, we can demo you, you know, what we've built, and then carry this conversation in meaningful ways, you know, forwards. Now, these use cases are, if you're looking for e-discovery use cases, compliance, service process, document processing, and information governance, contracts, intellectual property, cyber breach, you know, I mean, the wide variety of areas, you know, wide variety of topics, you know, these could be applicable to you. They might not be within your domain, but I promise you that many of these use cases are going to be something that you want to look at. And this is not necessarily experimental either. Just wanted to stress that, you know, I mean, these are things that we've developed. We have a platform that we use and we've built these use cases. You know, we have specific LLMs that we use. These models are trained and calibrated, and we've been doing this for the past 16 months, you know, ideating and creating these use cases. So I just wanted to make sure that you're comfortable that these are really good starting points.
The technology itself and the generative AI use case itself isn't the complete solution. People also, you know, our people also play a role in the actual solution itself, helping with quality, making sure that the generative AI is, you know, responding correctly and doing what it's supposed to do. We have, you know, many use cases that require the human in the loop to underwrite that quality. We're able to offer comprehensive managed services to meet these needs because we've got people who not only understand, you know, legal work and substantive legal work, JDs, lawyers globally, but also people who understand the technology capabilities, where it starts, where it ends. And it's the combination of the tech plus the people that helps us deliver such, you know, high quality results in a more efficient, more effective, and lower price point in many circumstances. So AI and generative AI use cases, big decision, but I would advise you should not wait to begin assessing how generative AI can benefit your organization. Likely your competitors are already considering it. And so you probably should too, listener. We can help you. We can help you take that first step. We can help you envision what the roadmap should look like. Reach out to us for initial consultation. We're happy to talk. We also have a pre-assessment checklist to help you understand how many factors are important to consider when adopting generative AI.
Robin, if I may, I also want to invite our listeners to join our use case development program. I'm just so excited about this program. It's a great opportunity for organizations to engage with more experts and technology partners in development of new and innovative use cases. We've spent a good 18 months doing this. We've looked into 20 years worth of our knowledge repository for use cases, for process flows, for a variety of things that we felt were pain points, and these were pain points that were addressed. We've seen the evolution of the workflows, you know, over the past few decades, and you know, a lot of thought has been put behind the use cases that we have. I think we had a, you know, when we started putting this together, you know, we had a 50 odd use cases, which are currently in a variety of different development stages. But I think, you know, as we work with our corporate legal department and law firm clients, we are uncovering tens of new use cases almost every week. So that use case development program is going to be beneficial to you because these use cases are rising rapidly every week. It's almost going exponential. Anyways, I wanted to invite you to join our use case development program, and this includes access to our entire use case exploration framework and environment. You can find out more at moreglobal.com/AI. We'll be able to help you assess your needs, show you examples of similar and proven use cases we've engaged in, where we find similarities, and we can essentially just engage either with you or a committee of people that you've assembled at your end.
Well, that's all the time we have for this episode. I want to thank everybody who listened in. For those of you who are interested in getting a copy of our AI assessment checklist or learning more about how Murray can help with your AI strategy and planning, please visit us at murrayglobal.com/AI. Thank you, Matuza, for being here to speak with me on this incredibly exciting topic.
You're welcome, Robin. I mean, it's always great to have these conversations with you, especially on the other side of the mic. And to our listeners, make sure to subscribe to our podcast channel so you won't miss out on any of the future episodes. We appreciate your time very much, and thanks again for joining us.